my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Welcome to Wednesday. Tonight is the special night at Golden State Baptist College. It's the 27th commencement exercise. We look forward to it. This class, for our members of our church, you must be here. Mothers and dads, grandparents, pastors, relatives, we're looking forward to having you. But this class was the class that was freshman during COVID. And other colleges were, some colleges never had to shut down. We had three semesters, and it was difficult. And we were shut down entirely one semester, and then the next we were online. This class was online. I can remember going to the chapel and being up there and teaching on with a camera, and I saw a big screen, and I saw 16, 18 students at a time. Then they go to another 16. I watched them. These freshmen chose Golden State Baptist College when they had to stay home and could not come. And then when they were able to come, they were able to come, but they could not go into the building. Classes were intense. Classes were where it was cold outside and fire pits going, and they had coats on and blankets on. And when it was raining, they were out there, and teachers were big old coats and trying. It's cold here in the winter in our area. And then then they could eat their lunch, but they could not eat outside. They could not eat in the cafeteria dining hall. They had to get a lunch to go and take it up to the room and eat by themselves in their bed. You talk about what a tragedy. But these kids, I tell you what, Brother Ethan, you know, we admire them so much. They made it where the soul never dies.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. A rose is blooming there for me, where the soul of man never dies. And I will spend eternity where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. My life will end in deathless sleep, where the soul never dies, and everlasting joys I'll reap, where the soul never dies. I'm on my way to that fair land, where the soul never dies, where there will be no parting hand, and the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies.
Where the soul never dies. That's about heaven. I didn't ask to get that up, but it's just the way it is. Tomorrow on the broadcast, Lord willing, I'm going to play a song that's very long. Instead of playing two, I'll just play one because it takes a little while to hear it. And I'm going to continue speaking about heaven. And today we're in the Revelation chapter 4, if you want to turn there. I thought I had my Bible right open to it. Now, where'd that go? Oh, here it is right here. You have a Revelation 4 in your Bible? Yes, you do. So do I. We'll get to that. I am determined. Really, Brother Ethan, I don't know if you chose it this way, but that's what this class is. They were determined to get through. They were just determined. And they've made it, started online, came here, sat in their rooms, sat in the tents, and then eventually got in the I thank God for this class. Pray for tonight that it'd be a great night. We're sending them out into the Lord's work. I am determined from the young people here at Golden State Baptist College. They sing for us. It's a good song. And don't forget, also, God's people, midweek service tonight. It may be tomorrow night for some of you, but let's get there. The scripture says today in Revelation 4, 1, after this, I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven. Do you recall back in chapter 1 of the book of Revelation that John outlines the book of Revelation? And I'm going there right now. I just can't get these pages. There we go. Okay. And he says in verse 19, write the things which thou hast seen and the things which are, and the things that shall be hereafter. Well, he begins with the things that are seen, and of course, the things which are, chapter 1 and 2 and 3, but you get to chapter 4, here's the hereafter. It transfers, the sight moves from earth and these churches to heaven. I looked, and behold, a door was opened in, and here's the key word, heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. That's the rapture. Now I'll show you the things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now, child of God, we've been talking this week and speaking about heaven, and we've been speaking about heaven by going there by way of grave. Now, we'll get back to that tomorrow, but I want you to know that there's another way to get there, and that's called the rapture of the church. Oh, I know that this day we live in, it's waxing worse and worse. We know that. But child of God, keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh. Jesus is coming again. Marvelous message we bring, glorious carols we sing, wonderful word of the King that Jesus is coming again. Come, mean again. He's coming again. It may be morning. It may be noon. It may be evening. But I tell you what, it's going to be very soon. What a wonderful thrill. I am going to a city. I'm going there by way of the rapture. Or I'm going there by the way of the grave. But regardless of how you're going, make sure you're going. And make sure you've been born again. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Are you saved today? I mean, do you? It breaks my heart to tell you. But I've had for years on my prayer page backslidden people that are backslidden. I'm their pastor, and they're backslidden away from God. And my son-in-law knows I die. He's supposed to grab my prayer journal, and immediately he is supposed to shred it. I don't want anybody to see their name there. But I have another page that a while back I created. It took me years to do it because it grieves me. I've got a long page of people I know across this country and people I've pastored for years that I believe they have a thought of God, they have a knowledge of God, but there is no evidence that they know God. And my wife, I believe in her journal, I believe she has names like that as well that she's praying for to get saved. I believe the Bible says, and many in that day shall come and say, Lord, have we not cast out demons in thy name? And he'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. I had an evangelist, and you would know him. He's been an evangelist for about 40, 50 years, about 50 years. And he was preaching here one time years ago, not one of these radical up and down, but he said, I've been, and just knows God. He said, I would believe, and he gave a number, and it was a lot more than 50%. He said, I believe that many sit in our churches that claim to be Christians. He goes, there's no evidence. There's no evidence. I watch people's actions. That's not the action of a Christian. And I pray that today that you know Christ. Soon the rapture is going to take place. And once you've missed that door of opportunity, you'll be in the tribulation. And you will, the Bible tells us in Thessalonians, you will reject even the love of God. Though you've heard it and you know what's going on, your heart will get hard. Father, help us to wake up to the fact that heaven's coming quickly. May we be ready to meet thee is my prayer. Thank you for our listeners. God, give each and every one a great day. Pray for these students that graduate from Golden State tonight, that you give them a great life, a wonderful life serving thee. And may all of us set our affections on things above and not on things of this earth. Looking unto Jesus, may we look heavenward today. May we not be so focused on this earth. Is my prayer, for we ask this in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.